Hey everyone, it's Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control. Today, we're diving deep into something that trips us all up, identifying those sneaky little triggers that send our brain screaming for a dopamine hit. Ever feel like you're constantly reaching for your phone, scrolling through social media, or binging on Netflix? You know that feeling when your mind just screams, "Give me more." It's not always about willpower, folks. Sometimes, those cravings are hardwired into our system thanks to these clever little triggers that can catch us off guard. Listen, we live in a world designed to keep us hooked. Every notification, every like, every update is all engineered to tickle those dopamine receptors and keep us coming back for more. But the thing is, when we're constantly chasing that fleeting high, we're not actually living our best lives. We're missing out on real experiences, genuine connections, and the joy of simply being present in the moment. So today, we're going to learn how to spot those triggers, understand why they work, and most importantly, how to break free from their grip. Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you laser-focused on reclaiming your dopamine control. 1. The stress connection. Let's be real, life can get pretty stressful, right? And when we're feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or burnt out, our brains crave that quick fix of dopamine to escape the discomfort. We might reach for our phones, indulge in junk food, or binge watch shows, anything to numb the feelings and create a temporary sense of relief. The problem is, this becomes a vicious cycle. Stress leads to cravings, cravings lead to more stress, and before you know it, you're stuck in a dopamine roller coaster that's leaving you feeling exhausted and unfulfilled. 2. The boredom trap. We've all been there, staring at the wall, scrolling mindlessly through social media, trying to fill that void of boredom. Our brains are wired for stimulation, and when we're bored, they start craving those instant dopamine hits from our devices or addictive activities. 3. The social media siren. Let's face it, social media can be a double-edged sword. It connects us with friends and family, but it also creates this constant pressure to keep up, compare ourselves, and seek validation through likes and comments. It's like a never-ending cycle of dopamine hits that leaves us feeling drained and insecure. 4. The reward system hijack. Think about the last time you achieved something great. You felt that surge of accomplishment, right? That's your reward system kicking in, releasing a flood of dopamine. But when we constantly chase these artificial rewards, likes, comments, notifications, our brains become desensitized to real-life achievements. 5. The emotional roller coaster. Our emotions play a huge role in our dopamine cravings. When we're feeling sad, lonely, or stressed, we might turn to unhealthy coping mechanisms like binge eating, excessive gaming, or social media scrolling, anything to numb the pain and distract ourselves from difficult emotions. Okay, imagine this. You're working on an important project, but you keep getting distracted by your phone notifications. Every time you get a new message or like on social media, it feels like a little hit of dopamine, right? Before you know it, hours have gone by and you haven't made any real progress. That, my friends, is the power of those sneaky triggers. They hijack our attention, derail our focus, and leave us feeling frustrated and unproductive. The good news is, we can break free from this cycle. By understanding our triggers and developing healthy coping mechanisms, we can regain control over our dopamine levels and live more fulfilling lives. Remember, it's not about deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that align with our values and goals. So, what are some practical steps you can take right now? Start by tracking your cravings. Notice when they hit, what triggers them, and how you respond. Then experiment with healthier alternatives. Go for a walk, listen to music, connect with a friend, anything that brings you joy and helps you manage those cravings without resorting to unhealthy coping mechanisms. Remember, reclaiming your dopamine control is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, but every small step forward counts. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep crushing it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and join the conversation on social media using #DopamineDamageControl. Until next time, stay focused, stay motivated, and keep chasing those dopamine highs in a healthy way.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.